WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Mary Alice.
Well, welcome back to another Tusk Talks episode where the WTUZ News Department brings in leaders to talk about different things happening in the community. And with me today is Dover City Schools Superintendent Carla Burney and Treasurer Andrew Bache. Thanks for coming in today, guys.
Thank you, Mary.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And let's talk a little bit about how the Dover District is doing. According to the state, and this is from their annual report card, and this measures different factors such as performance and progress and graduation rate and some other ones, and the district overall earned a C, which is pretty good. And in the grand scheme of things, is that a good thing for the district, and did you guys improve from last year?
When we look at the state report card each year, there are things that we're happy with, and there are things that we know that we need to improve upon, and this year was no different.
Right.
There are things on the report card that we feel validate the work that we do, the work that our classroom teachers do every day with our students. And I would say, I would point to the progress area where we received an A. That measures a student's progress from one year to the next. And an A in that area shows that all of our students are making the progress that we would like to see them make. There are other areas that we feel reflect some of our challenges in working with students with special needs, students with unique needs. We want their progress to be on target with everyone else, and so we look at these scores, and we know that there are places we need to improve. I think the most important thing about the report card each year is that it gives us a chance to look at individual students, and that helps us to meet their needs.
Related to that, one of the areas that we'll say Dover lacked, according to the state, was the Prepared for Success, which did receive a D. And this looks at getting the students prepared for success, whether they go to college or work. Can you tell me why this might be a low number and ways that you might be able to improve upon that?
This is an interesting indicator. It's fairly new.
Okay.
The data that's collected, we're still working on making sure that it's correct. This measures the number of students in our College Credit Plus. It measures the number of students in our advanced placement courses, the number of tests that they take, how they score on those tests. It measures how our students do on the ACT. And so a lot of those college career measures or advanced measures that a school district works toward, they're trying to collect information and really give districts kind of a gauge there. And so we're still working with that in making sure that our students are prepared for college or whatever career they might choose.
Okay, and then Andrew?
Yeah, so there's also a financial tab on the report card, and I encourage all folks to go out and look at. And so I think that tab paints a pretty good picture for Dover City Schools. So there's a couple of different, I guess, components to that section, but I think one of the most important sections, there's 111 districts in Ohio similar size to Dover.
Okay.
And so there's a scatter plot on that tab, and it compares performance to per pupil spending. Dover ranks 8th of 111 districts. We show up to work every day to educate students, so it's important that our spend reflects that. And I think 73% of the spend going to the classroom paints a pretty good picture.
We'll switch things up with big news that came out of the district, I believe, just a few weeks ago, actually, and that was the discovery of the time capsule as stones were being removed from the current high school going into the new one. What's kind of the latest on the construction progress, especially since we're starting to get that fall-like weather?
Mary, we just had a core meeting with project management, and we're about 77% complete, so we are on track for our March move-in date. The floors are being finished, more paint being put on the walls. We're completely under roof at this point. So there's a lot of just, I guess, finishing touches at this point.
This new building was a vision that our staff had many years ago to provide education differently for our high school students. To provide it in a more flexible environment, a healthier environment with natural lighting and fresh air. And to see this coming together is really exciting. It's like, you know, seeing a dream that you've had for many years become a reality.
And then according to Facebook posts, the Dover School District announced that you guys are going to be sharing some videos about frequently asked questions. Where did this idea come from?
Andrew and I have done a lot of listening and reaching out to community members about what do people want to know about the school district, what information is out there. And what we also found is that there's a lot of misinformation in the community. And so we put together the list of frequently asked questions that we've posted in writing on our website. But some of our parents said, why don't you do a short video? Post it on social media, I can watch it. So these videos are a minute to a minute and a half long, and they just address a lot of the questions that are out in the community. It gives an opportunity for people who would rather watch a video than go to a website and read answers to questions. It's just a different way that they can engage with our conversation. We have created an email address that's askdover@dovertornadoes.com, and we welcome any questions. If there's someone out there, some of your listeners that have questions that they would like for us to address, we would be glad to do that. So just email us at askdover@dovertornadoes.com.
All right. Well, again, joining us here for WTUZ's Tusk Talk series is Dover City School Superintendent Carla Burney and Treasurer Andrew Bates, giving the latest happenings within the district. And if you missed any portion of this interview, go online to WTUZ.com under the podcast section. Ending out this episode, I'm Mary Alice.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.